didn't know I was a Christian. And that has been a huge burden and stress in my life, not having your earthly father realize who you actually are has been really hard. So I knew that this year was the year. I didn't know when, and I had a lot of attempts to tell him, and I guess failed, or I chickened out, and that was really discouraging. But I knew that, you know, God wanted me to actually do this, and I needed to. So kind of a background of where I came from. I wasn't raised in the church. My father is Muslim. So I was raised with a little bit of understanding of that, but not really identifying with a certain religion. I just kind of grew up just, I don't know, just not really having faith, I guess. In my teenage and college years, especially, I was really wild, and I feel like my life was really chaotic. I was doing a lot of unholy things, and I didn't really have any clear direction on where to go with life. I also had a lot of fear and anxiety about life, where I was going, who I was, all that really stressful things in my life. It wasn't until my junior year of college that a friend was like, hey, you want to go to church? And I was like, okay, I guess. And what really drew me to this place was that they had free food. So I was like, what's that free food? I love food. And they had like really good stuff, like fried chicken and, like, you know, all the work. So I kept going, and I really liked that place. But it wasn't long before God really started working, and I started actually listening to what the pastor was teaching and also acting it out. So within a couple months actually of going, going, I realized, you know, hey, I really want to know who God is, and I want to love him. And it quickly changed my life, obviously. Whenever you find Christ, it's amazing and crazy and hard. And from that moment on, I realized, okay, I want my family to also, you know, realize who I am. Because when I was baptized, they weren't, you know, with me at all. So I kind of hid my faith in a way. So, you know, kind of going back to this year, I realized that there was a huge void in my life that my family wasn't able to come with me to church and realize, you know, who I really, really am. And I wanted to have a closer relationship with my family. And I realized that, hey, this is a really good way to go about doing this. So God orchestrated this really wonderfully / scarily, I guess is the word, that they were coming up this weekend. And so I was like, okay, this weekend I'm speaking, they're coming, what's going to happen? So with a lot of prayer, and I didn't say this earlier, but with a lot of prayer and having my spiritual warriors with me, just encouraging, and the way that the Lord equipped me through this, I was able to tell my father who I really was, or am, and what I actually believe. And it wasn't as gracefully as I had wished, but it happened. So the Lord has really blessed me with more opportunities to speak to him. So it wasn't just one conversation, I'm out of the house type thing. It is a continual conversation that will happen, and I will have to have my prayer warriors keeping me on point with that, because it's really easy to hide and run whenever we're scared. So definitely with this year, I have felt urgent to tell my father who I am and proclaim my faith in front of those around me. So that was a huge part, and just living intentionally. So spending time with them and letting them know who I am and just loving on them the best I can. So I had a really crazy yesterday, and I'm really glad it happened. So that's my story, I guess. That's it. Thanks.